The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
According to all sources, the US and Iran are set to sign a peace deal in Switzerland this Friday, although Israel is vowing to stay in Lebanon. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Good evening to you, Mark. The reaction across the board from both sides of the political spectrum in Israel seems to be one of condemning and being semi-appalled at this deal. Tell us your view.
Good evening. Yes, that's the case. You know, something must be bad in this country when all sides of the political spectrum can agree on this. The main gist is that Israel's main war aims, in fact, none of Israel's war aims, have been taken into account in this emerging memorandum of understanding. Only last week, Prime Minister Netanyahu outlined the four elements he would like to see in the deal: the removal of enriched uranium, the dismantling of enrichment facilities, limits on Iranian missile production, and an end to Tehran's support for regional proxies such as Hezbollah in South Lebanon. Now, as far as we know, none of these elements will be included in the memorandum of understanding. And it's even worse as far as Israel is concerned, because the regime remains in place, is now controlled by the hardline Revolutionary Guards, and it's about to receive a much-needed financial boost when the sanctions are eased.
Yeah, the sanctions should confer about $25 billion, we think, on the Iranian regime. Is that right?
It's not official yet, but I've heard those figures as well. And that, of course, may only be in the first installment. There may be more coming down the line if Iran carries out other certain measures, particularly with regards to its nuclear stockpiles. Israel's also very worried about Lebanon, of course. Iran has successfully managed to link in the negotiations the ceasefire in the Gulf with some kind of ceasefire in Lebanon. It's not even clear if Israeli troops will be able to remain in South Lebanon. And for residents of northern Israel and a constant fire from Hezbollah, this is very worrying.
Okay, so Mark, none of the aims that Israel would have wanted to see happen have been achieved, and it does look like significant concessions to Iran. That's certainly what Iran is saying, even though that may not be what the US is saying. So where to now for Israel? Because obviously increasingly strained relationships between Trump and Netanyahu.
Yes, that's another element that is not going Netanyahu's way. He's always boasted to the Israeli public about his excellent relations with President Trump, saying that no other Israeli politician could have a level of understanding and friendship with the leader of the free world. That's clearly now not the case. Last night, there was another very angry phone call between the two men, the second in a week. This was because Israel hit Beirut, Hezbollah targets in Beirut, and Iran was threatening to attack Israel again, threatening to torpedo the entire ceasefire process. Netanyahu was on the receiving end of very unpleasant words, let's put it that way, from President Trump. Israel basically now cannot rely on automatic support from the White House, and Netanyahu faces an election in this country within 3 to 4 months. He can no longer go to the Israeli public and say, I can deliver President Trump.
So, Mark, what are the options for Israel here then? Considering everything you've just said, that none of the aims have been achieved, that a more fractious relationship between the White House and the Israeli government than we have ever seen, and yet you do have broadly across both sides of the spectrum, but most particularly in the kind of the hard right-wing elements, absolutely against this deal. So what do you think the likelihood is here in terms of what's going to happen?
Unfortunately, many Israelis believe that another round of fighting is merely a matter of time, that this agreement will not bring lasting peace to the region, as President Trump claims. Certainly in Lebanon, Israel has insisted that its troops will remain in South Lebanon in order to stop Hezbollah militants reaching the northern border. And it's probably only a matter of time before Hezbollah will attack those Israeli troops. There is now in motion is the Red Lions of Israel, which argue that every time rockets are fired into Israel, Israel can hit Beirut. And Iran insists that every time Israel hits Beirut, they can attack Israel. So it's very fragile as far as Israel is concerned. Israeli defense minister says troops will remain in security zones, not only in Lebanon, but also in Syria and Gaza. And other right-wing ministers say Israel is not part to this agreement and will consider will continue to take whatever actions are necessary to ensure the safety of Israeli citizens.
And Mark, should those actions involve military operations in southern Lebanon or in Gaza or wherever they are you talking about a scenario where Israel acts alone without the support of the US? Are you talking about that being the kind of the future of where this conflict goes?
That's exactly the point. Israel and America, as you know, fought shoulder to shoulder in most of this war against Iran. It's clear now that President Trump has had enough. He wants an agreement, even though there are no significant concessions from Iran, as far as Israel can see. And Israel will be forced to go it alone, if need be, if, for instance, Iran launches missile strikes at Israel again.
And maybe then last question for you, Mark. I mean, does Israel have the capabilities to go it alone without US support, militarily speaking?
In the long run, no. Israel is 100% reliant on continued American support. And if this violence in the region is going to continue over the long term, this is a big problem for Israel.
All right, we shall wait and see what happens. Thank you very much for joining Weiss there, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.